Friends, welcome back to our subject, stores management. And we now move on to our next chapter, chapter number 10, which encompasses very important operations of stock taking and stock verification, which is a very important part of our stores management. Stock taking and stock verification, and we will discuss this, finding out the physical balance of various attempts of a store by means of counting. Why we have to count it? Because if we have reduced, if we have received 100 parts, already we were having 100 parts. So 200 parts, and then we have issued 100 parts. So 200 minus 100, 100. Are they really there in your stock? That we must know. So counting, weighing, measuring, estimating every atom. Counting the parts, weighing the parts. Because in some case, weight is important. For example, a solid powder is there. We must know the weight. Chemical is there. Solid chemical, we must know the weight. How many kgs? Measuring, that is, we must measure the dimensions. Estimating is called as stock taking, so that we know whatever we are supposed to have in our stock, are we having that much or not? So this is very important. It enables us to know if there are any discrepancies. We must know, otherwise we will go haywire. Material is coming, material is going, continuously it is happening. And if the stocks are not tallying with what they are supposed to be, there will be a big confusion. So if there are any discrepancies in the posting, we should know. If there are any pilferages, if there are any thefts happening, we must know whether or not the materials are in good condition or not. Are they getting rusty? Are they getting damaged? Are they getting any corrosion? We must know. So, stock taking, if we don't do, we will never know whether the condition is okay or not. We will never know whether the quantity is okay or not, quality is okay or not. So, it is a very, very vital thing that we must do the stock taking. Stock taking is mainly of three kinds. Routine check. Routine check means the storekeeper is doing the check in a routine manner. Maybe he will take 5 pieces every day. Routine check. Periodical stock taking. What is periodical? For example, I can divide total year into 52 weeks. So I divide my store into 52 different zones. And I check one zone every week so that I can check all the 52 zones in a year. Maybe that is periodical stock taking. Then annual, once in a year. For example, at the end of the year, 31st of December, I stop my production and count everything which is lying in my WIP, everything which is lying in my finished goods, everything which is lying in my raw material stores. For that, I have to stop the production of one day, in some cases, even 2 days, people stop the production. Annual stock taking. What is routine check? It is done by the storekeeper in charge of the e-stores. In chapter number 2, we have seen there is a person who is in charge of that. So it is done by the storekeeper in charge of e-store in order to ensure accuracy of the stock of expensive and easily sellable item. Easily sellable means one person can steal the parts and sell it in the market and get the money. So easily sellable parts, expensive parts, the parts for which people have a lot of attraction. Like, you know, in our house, golden jewelry is there. Anybody can steal that golden jewelry. Anybody can snatch your chain and all that. So such easily sellable items, expensive items, So they are checked by storekeeper in charge, like ball bearings, roller bearings, precision instruments which are easily sellable. Somebody can easily steal it and make money every day. So such things. Then drill bits, easily sellable, very costly, easily sellable. Some drill bits are even imported. Materials such as oils, timber, which may be stored in open, so they can be stolen. Any other attempts in respect of which discrepancy might occur, if close watch is not kept, anybody will take away these parts, and then routine check is done by storekeeper in charge of each store to ensure accuracy of stock of expensive attempts. So how this routine check is done? Only a few attempts are checked every day by the respective storekeepers, and the results are recorded in a register which is reviewed by the chief storekeeper. So various storekeepers are checking few attempts, sellable attempts, expensive attempts. Every day they will check the bin cards, find out what is the stock. It is 50 as per bin card, and actual, if it is 50, okay. Otherwise, they will find out why. This is the routine check, which is similar to the continuous inventory. Periodical stock taking, it is quarterly or half yearly checking of the entire stock in 1 or 2 days. This is done in places where the stock comprises of a few expensive items. The method follows is as follows. Physical stock of various items is recorded on inventory sheets or inventory card, then is compared with the bin card balance. While inexpensive items may be checked once in a year, expensive and attractive items should be checked 3 or 4 times in a year. The physical balance obtained at the end of financial will form the inventory for final accounts. Then annual stock taking, where periodical stock taking by store staff and continuous stock verification by account staff is not in force, complete stock taking once in a year is very much desirable. It is done on the last day of the financial year. The factory will be closed for a day or two, and in other places, the receipts and issues will be suspended until the stock taking is over. The suppliers are informed not to deliver material during stock taking days, otherwise there will be a confusion of incoming materials and stock. Continuous stock verification. In this system, only a few attempts are checked every day. The advantages of this continuous stock verification are greater attention on the verification. The discrepancies can be detected and solved effectively. It acts as effective deterrent to malpractices. There is a greater need to keep records up to date than in annual stock verification. Deteriorated and obsolete stock can be easily identified. It does not hamper production. Because if we stop the production, crores of rupees loss will be there. So we feel that one day or 2 days production should not be stopped. So continuous stock verification is equally or even better. So disadvantages of the continuous stock taking are it imposes additional load on store staff, which people are not very happy, and unless carried out carefully, it may lead to misplacement of materials because it will not be kept in the proper location and all that. But still, continuous stock verification or perpetual stock verification. Then annual stock verification is done by company auditors on the basis of inventory sheets submitted by stores on the last day of the financial year. After the auditors certify the inventory, the value of the materials will be taken into the final accounts. A system of annual stock taking, which does not involve closing of the factory or suspension of issues, 2 weeks or 1 month is required depending upon the number of attempts to be checked and persons available. If the bin card balance and the physical balance agree on the day of checking, whenever I check it, if it agrees, well and good. If it is not agreeing, for example, 4 parts are less, there should be, let us say, 21 parts, but actual 17 are there, okay, that loss of 4 is carried forward to the end of the month, end of the financial year. If the bin card balance and physical balance do not agree on the day of checking, then the same excess or shortage may exist on the last day of the financial year. That is the assumption. The physical balance on the last day of the financial year is obtained not by counting the stock of all attempts, but by deducting the shortage from or adding the excess found during the course of checking. Whenever I had checked it, for example, I had checked it in October, there I found 2 pieces short or 4 pieces short, I reduce it from the balance at the end of the year. For example, here on the 1st December, 50 receipts were there, so bin card balance was 50. 6th December, 10 were issued, so 40 was the balance. 10th December, 40 was should have been the balance, but actually it was 36. When I had checked on 10th December, I found that there were only 36, 4 short were there. So what I do, on 13th December, 6 were receipt, then 46. 18th December, 20 were issued, so 26. So 26th December, I issued 5, so 21 should have been the bin card balance, but physical balance I consider as 17 because on 10th December, 4 pieces were found as short. I pull those 4 pieces till the 31st December and declare that physical balance is 17. I don't count the material on that day, but I consider that 4 must be short because on 10th December I had found 4 pieces short. So this is the way how I consider the inventory, that on 10th December instead of 40 I had found 36 pieces, so 4 short. So I pull this 4 figure till the end of the year and subtract it from the bin card balance. So this is the way how I can do the continuous inventory without doing the physical stock taking on the last day by stopping the production. So inventory card method, every atom will have a bin card which in turn will a corresponding inventory card. Before checking, the cards will be sorted out according to bin numbers. For example, if bins are numbered A, B, C and the pigeon holes 1, 2, 3, 4, the cards will be arranged in the order of A1, A2, A3 and so on. One person will do counting and other person will enter the physical quantity on the inventory card. To start with, one set of bins will be completed. They will be allotted to each group. After the group completes the stock taking of the bins, another set of bins will be allocated to them. Then at the end of the day, physical balance shown on the inventory card and the bin card balance will be compared. If the both the balances agree, no problem. The physical balance will be entered on the bin cards and bin card balance on the inventory card. That means balance shown on the bin card and balance shown on the inventory card will be equal. Where the balances do not tally, the inventory cards will be kept separate. Attempts will be rechecked. If the discrepancies are confirmed, that means 4 pieces short, if this is confirmed, 2 lists, one for shortages and other for the excesses will be prepared. The shortages will be returned off with the permission of the higher-ups and excesses will be brought for the approval of the management. After checking all the bins, the inventory cards will be rearranged according to the class and code number of sequence and further processing will be done. The following are the reasons for the discrepancies. Why discrepancies happen? Pilferage, incoming material placed in the bin, but GRN is not posted. So there discrepancy will come. GRN is not posted, material has already come. Then material issued, but requisitions are not posted. Issue of incorrect quantity, errors in the quantity posted, posting done on the wrong card, posting of issue and posting of receipt also is done on the wrong card, error in addition and subtraction, human element, that means to err is human, we say, so that always is there. So these are the reasons for discrepancies. Snap check, it is done by account staff or internal auditors. Accuracy or inaccuracy found by such checking is an indication of the manner in which the store is working. Thank you.